Welcome to The Daily Decrypt, the go-to podcast for all things cybersecurity. Get ready to decrypt the complexities of cyber safety and stay informed. Stand at the frontier of cybersecurity news, where every insight is a key to unlocking the mysteries of the digital domain. Your voyage through the cyber news vortex starts now.
Welcome back to The Daily Decrypt. Today is February 13th, and I'm your host, Doja Span. Today, we're discussing three critical factors that influence our knowledge of cyber defense. Our investigation begins with Bleeping Computer's coverage of a hacked vendor that compromised Bank of America's systems. Circling back to Bleeping Computer, we'll take a look at another important study regarding the FCC's new regulations. Finally, we'll go to the Hacker News to learn about the complex ways hackers use to get around multi-factor authentication. Be sure to tune in as we explore these subjects, providing valuable insight into the obstacles and solutions necessary to protect our online persona. Our first article is titled, Bank of America Warns Customers of Data Breach After Vendor Hack. And this is brought to us by Bleeping Computer. Bank of America customers are facing a data breach scare. Personal information like names, addresses, social security numbers, and financial details were exposed after a hack at one of its vendors, Infosys McCarnish Systems. While Bank of America has been tight-lipped about how many customers were impacted, Infosys McCarnish Systems has revealed that the data of more than 57,000 persons was exposed. Given that Bank of America services millions of customers worldwide, this compromise affects a large customer base. The breach exposed sensitive personal and financial information. For those unfamiliar, personally identifiable information, which is also known as PII, includes data that can be used on its own or with other information to identify, contact, or locate a single person. This is often how malicious actors target users for phishing attacks or bypass security questions. They can get all sorts of information based off of this PII, maybe your first home address or your mother's maiden name. That is a common security question to go ahead and reset your password or something along those lines. Some applications were unavailable when Infosys McCarnish Systems suffered a hack in November of last year. It should be mentioned that the systems of Bank of America were not affected. Okay, so you might be wondering now, who is McCarnish? What are they doing with Bank of America? And so on. McCarnish is a subsidiary of Infosys, which is a multinational corporation based in India specializing in business consulting, information technology, and outsourcing services. Why is Bank of America using a third-party provider instead of performing their own IT or consulting or whatever it is that they need to do? Well, think about it this way. A lot of companies want to specialize in what they do. They can't wear every single hat, and they also like to cut costs. And outsourcing to other companies that specialize in something like information technology or cybersecurity, that could be anything. You might outsource your accounting. For example, my brother owns a construction business and he doesn't specialize in accounting, so he uses an accountant. Everybody outsources. Now, how does this affect your overall security? Think of it like this. If you give your house key to a neighbor and they leave it out, somebody could walk by and pick it up. Now, that person can access your house even though you trusted the neighbor. And that's essentially what happened here. Bank of America was trusting Infosys with access to their systems. And then, of course, Infosys got breached. The situation took a turn when Lockbit ransomware gang claimed responsibility, stating they encrypted over 2,000 systems. Ransomware as a service, also known as RAAS, like Lockbit, is a subscription-based model where affiliates deploy the ransomware and share profits with the developers. What should you be on the lookout for? Of course, if you're a customer of Bank of America, be on the lookout for any suspicious behavior in your accounts. Pay attention to your statements. Subscribe to credit monitoring services. Keep your passwords up to date. If you have any sort of multi-factor authentication, anything you can do to enhance your security within Bank of America. I'm not a customer, so I don't know the ins and outs of it, but go ahead and do that. Often you can get email alerts for just every login. It might be annoying and you might think it's benign, but at least you have that record. So if you get that email and you're not logging in, well, something's going on. Our second article here from Bleeping Computer details an important regulatory update. FCC orders telecom carriers to report PII data breaches within 30 days. This is perfectly timed. Stating March 13th, telecommunication companies in the U.S. are under a new mandate from the federal... Starting March 13th, telecommunication companies in the U.S. are under a new mandate from the Federal Communications Commission, or the FCC. They must report any data breaches impacting customers' personally identifiable information within 30 days. This final rule is part of the FCC's efforts initiated in January 2022 to modernize breach notification rules. The goal is for telecom carriers to notify customers of security breaches as swiftly as possible. Previously, the focus was on customer proprietary network information, CPNI for short. Now, the scope includes PII and even inadvertent access or disclosure of customer information. This change aligns telecom data breach rules with federal and state laws. The FCC chairwoman, Jessica Rosenworcel, points out our dependency on mobile phones, which store a wealth of personal data. Of course, we've seen that with even our banks. The necessity of these updated rules is underscored by recent major breaches at other telecom carriers like Comcast, Verizon, T-Mobile, AT&T. That's a lot of them. These incidents expose sensitive customer data ranging from credit card information to personal details. So again, making sure that you're monitoring your credit card statements and using different passwords because, well, everybody gets breached. I'd hate to say it, but you can't assume everybody's secure and you can just assume that everybody's getting breached. So try to limit that exposure as much as possible. What might this change for telecom companies? They definitely will have a stricter timeline to report those breaches, which ensures more transparency and gives us that information a whole lot faster so we can react. This move by the FCC is a significant step towards enhancing the protection of our personal data and reinforcing the responsibility of telecom providers in safeguarding this information. Last up, we got an article from the Hacker News. Four ways hackers use social engineering to bypass MFA. Many people believe that MFA is the best way to protect themselves from cyber criminals. However, MFA isn't impossible to understand, as this article shows. Deceptive social engineering techniques have been developed by cyber criminals to circumvent it. A lot of this we've talked before. It covers off adversary in the middle, which is also known as AITM attacks. These trick users into logging into fake but authentic-looking platform, capturing both the passwords and MFA prompts. For instance, hackers create a fake Microsoft login page, snagging the credentials and then even the MFA code. Another one is MFA prompt bombing. A attacker already has the password, and what they do is they trigger repeat MFA prompts to that device. If it's your phone getting notified, you might just get a ton of them and think, oh, I gotta click yes. So this is how they deceive you, and then they get access to that system. Best thing to do here, if you're getting a bunch of MFA prompts, go change your password. Service desk attacks are another one. Hackers pretending to be legitimate users, and they may persuade help desk personnel to reset passwords or bypass MFA. This was straight from the MGM Resorts incident. Last, there's SIM swapping. This involves deceiving a mobile service provider to transfer a victim's phone number to a hacker-controlled SIM card, thereby intercepting the MFA prompts. If they can get control of your phone number and everything, done. We do always recommend MFA. MFA is a great step. It's not perfect. It's not foolproof. You still got to have a strong password. Just be cautious of those prompts. It's taking into consideration what's going on and don't jump the gun with things. This article really just highlights the importance of taking a multi-layered strategy to security, and it's something that we cover a lot in the cybersecurity industry. We use a layered approach. There's even a lot of references to onions within security, and that's the same thing that we can do as individuals. There's little things, and it might be a minor annoyance, but ultimately it could save you a lot of headache down the road and a lot of money. That's all I got for you. Thanks again for tuning in. Always appreciate all the listeners, the feedback, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.